Welcome to the Stoic Meditations podcast, where each time we consider a bit of wisdom from the ancient philosophers of Greece and Rome. I am Massimo Piliucci, a professor of philosophy at the City College of New York, and I will be your guide through this reading. Let's reflect on Cicero, on Duties 2, 3, 4. But when the Republic, to which all my care and thought and effort used to be devoted, was no more, then of course my voice was silenced in the Forum and in the Senate. And since my mind could not be wholly idle, I thought that the most honorable way for me to forget my sorrows would be by turning to philosophy. Today we begin discussing the second of the three books that comprise Cicero's On Duties. Early on, we find this quote that gives us an insight into Cicero's personal situation and way of reacting to misfortune. When he says that the Republic was no more, he's referring to the fact that Julius Caesar had defeated Pompey and established a de facto monarchy in Rome. Cicero had worked tirelessly to avoid just such an outcome. When his efforts failed, he found himself excluded from Roman politics, temporarily unable to influence events. At this point, he says, he decided to retire to one of his villas in the countryside and find consolation in writing about philosophy. As he also explains in that section of the book, philosophizing is, however, just another way for him to be useful to his fellow Romans. He may not be able to affect unfolding events, but he can contribute for generations to the ability of people to reflect on what they're doing and find better ways to live their life. He was, of course, right, since we still read him over two millennia later.
Thank you for joining me for another Stoic Meditation. I will be back with a new episode very soon, fate permitting. If you like this podcast, please take a minute to give it a good review on whatever platform you use to listen to it. Thank you.